Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning at peak for second phase of general elections. Political leaders making all-out efforts to woo voters. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Net direct tax collection surges to over 19 lakh crore rupees during last fiscal. Heat wave spell likely to continue over East India during next 5 days, predicts IMD. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders win by one run against Royal Challengers Bengaluru. With 3 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir, will go to polls in the second phase on the 26th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward class people.
बांसवाड़ा और डूंगरपुर के जिन 3 लाख परिवारों को पक्के घर मिले हैं उनमें से बड़ी संख्या में हमारे आदिवासी परिवार है। यहां बांसवाड़ा में 4.25 लाख से अधिक परिवारों तक नल से जल पहुंचा है। 5 लाख से अधिक बहनों को सस्ते गैस सिलेंडर वाली उज्ज्वला गैस मिली है।
He said he is working with determination to take the country to the heights of development. Mr. Modi accused the Congress of forming an opportunistic alliance and said that the country should not be handed over to such an alliance. Holding public meetings in Siligudi, Narsinghapur in Murshidabad and at Nalagola of Malda, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh said, Sandesh Khali has proved that the women in West Bengal are not safe under the Mamata Banerjee-led government. He alleged that Chief Minister is misleading the migrant labourers on the issue of NRC.
आजकल पूरे पश्चिम बंगाल में एक अराजकता का माहौल है और सारे देश में यह अपने अपराध और सांप्रदायिकता के लिए जानी जाती है। ईडी और सीबीआई भी जांच के लिए आते हैं, उनके ऊपर भी ये गुंडे बदमाश जो हमले करते हैं। कानून और व्यवस्था नाम की कोई चीज पश्चिम बंगाल में नहीं बची है। और आप सभी जानते हैं किसी भी राज्य के विकास की पहली शर्त होती है चुस्त दुरुस्त कानून और व्यवस्था होनी चाहिए।
On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said the central government led by the BJP has neglected the common man, including minority and SC-ST people. Speaking at a public meeting in Balurghat, she alleged that the centre does not send fund to the state. Speaking at a public meeting in Katihar, senior BJP leader Amit Shah alleged that the Congress and RJD-led Grand Alliance want to push Bihar again in the era of Jungle Raj. He said only NDA can work for betterment of the state. Mr. Shah said Congress party has always worked against the interest of the backward classes of society by protesting against the reports of Kaka Saheb Kalelkar and Mandal Commission. Congress leader P. Chidambaram said that on coming to power at the centre, the INDIA bloc would enact a special law to bring into effect the legal principle established by the Supreme Court that bail is the rule and jail is the exception. Addressing a press conference in Thiruvananthapuram, he added that INDIA bloc will repeal the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, and the 3 criminal laws brought by the BJP government.
Promotion of Facilitation Act 2020. The Bharatiya Nyaya Second Sanhita, that is equivalent to IPC, the Bharat Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, that is the CRPC, and the Bharatiya Saksha Second Act, that is the Evidence Act. These 5 will be totally repealed. Then we have 8 laws which will be repealed and new laws will be made. Then we have 25 laws which will be amended and brought on par with the Constitution.
In Uttar Pradesh, BSP Chief Mayawati said that there is a big difference between the actions and words of the BJP. Addressing election rallies at Amroha and Ghaziabad, she said that BJP's guarantee will not be of any use in this election.
वर्तमान बीजेपी की सरकार ने किसानों का विशेष ध्यान नहीं रखा है क्षेत्र की जो फसल है जो कारोबारी लोग हैं जब हमारी पार्टी पावर में थी तो हमने इस मामले में पूरा पूरा ध्यान रखा है बल्कि केंद्र में वर्तमान भाजपा सरकार ने भी इनकी जातिवादी एवं पूंजीवादी सोच व नीतियों के चलते ही पूरे देश में पूर्ण रूप से विकास में उत्थान आदि नहीं हो सका है
Senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur has accused the Congress party of spreading confusion among the people on the issue of changing the constitution. Addressing a press conference in Jalandhar, he said the Congress party itself has changed the constitution 62 times while in power. In Manipur, repolling will be held at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency tomorrow. The ECI has directed the State Election Authority to conduct the voting from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow in these polling stations. These 11 polling stations saw mob violence, riot, destruction of EVM and election machines, and proxy voting in the first phase polls of Lok Sabha election 2024 in Manipur on Friday. In Bihar, nomination papers of 54 candidates were found valid for the third phase of parliamentary elections in Jhanjharpur, Supaul, Araria, Madhepura and Khagadia Lok Sabha constituencies. Total 96 candidates had filed nomination papers, out of which 42 were rejected. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Congress Central Election Committee today held a meeting related to Lok Sabha elections at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and other senior leaders were present in the meeting. Senior party leaders from Punjab also attended the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi tomorrow. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. The first phase of Lok Sabha election has ended. The second phase of election will be held on the 26th of April. In West Bengal, Balurghat, Darjeeling and Raiganj will go to poll on that day. Today we bring a report on Balurghat constituency of West Bengal.
Balurghat parliamentary constituency consists of 7 assembly segments. They are Itahar, Kushmandi, Kumarganj, Balurghat, Tapan, Gangarampur and Harirampur. All the assembly segments except Itahar come under Dakshin Dinajpur district. Itahar falls under Uttar Dinajpur district. 13 candidates are in the competition in this Lok Sabha seat. Prominent among them is BJP candidate Dr. Sukanta Mojumdar, All India Trinamool Congress, AITC's Biplab Mitra and Left Front nominated Joydev Kumar Siddhanta of RSP. Congress has fielded no candidate from Balurghat constituency. It is supporting the left front candidate here. The sitting MP from BJP, Dr. Sukanta Mojumdar, will face tough resistance from Biplab Mitra of AITC. Biplab Mitra is the sitting MLA of Harirampur Assembly and is a minister of Mamata Banerjee headed cabinet in the state. Mitra left Trinamool Congress and joined BJP after the 2019 Lok Sabha election. Later he came back to TMC and won the assembly election in the state in 2021 from Harirampur Assembly. Kalyan Laha, Akashwani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
India's net direct tax collections for FY 2023-24 surged 17.7% to 19.58 lakh crore rupees compared to 16.64 lakh crore rupees in the previous financial year and surpassed the budget estimate for FY 24 by 1.35 lakh crore rupees or 7.4%. The budget estimate for direct tax mop-up for the previous fiscal was fixed at 18.23 lakh crore rupees. It was later revised upwards to 19.45 lakh crore rupees, and the provisional actual collections even exceeded the revised estimate by 13,000 crore rupees, the finance ministry said in a release. In Jammu and Kashmir, a headmaster was arrested along with pistol and grenade in Surankot area of Poonch district today. According to official sources, a joint operation was launched by police and army, and during searches, an OGW, overground worker, named Lead Kamaruddin, was arrested. Police has started an investigation in this regard, and an FIR has been lodged in a local police station. The air quality level in Delhi has improved in the recent few weeks. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, the air quality in the national capital today was categorized in the moderate category, with the air quality index recorded at 138 points. Air quality between 0 and 50 is considered good, between 51 and 100 is considered satisfactory, between 101 and 200 is considered moderate, and between 201 and 300 is considered poor. In Odisha, forest fires have broken inside the Shimlipal Tiger Reserve in Mayurbhanj district following long dry spell and prevailing intense heatwave conditions. Adequate firefighting equipment have been engaged to douse the flames, and the operation is underway on a war footing. The Odisha Disaster Rapid Action Force team has also been sent to the fire spots. Intense heatwave conditions continue to prevail in Odisha, making normal life miserable. The heat wave spell is likely to continue over East India during the next 5 days. Indian Met Department has forecast that heat wave conditions will prevail in many parts of Gangetic West Bengal during the next 5 days and over Odisha today and tomorrow. Met Department has also said that the heat wave conditions are likely to be over East Uttar Pradesh and Bihar during the next 5 days and over Jharkhand on the 25th of April. Severe heatwave conditions also likely in isolated pockets of Odisha tomorrow and Gangetic West Bengal in the next 5 days. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has embarked on an official visit to France. The visit is aimed to further reinforce the robust defence ties between the two nations, which have gained considerable momentum in the last few years. During his visit, General Anil Chauhan is scheduled to interact with the senior civil and military leadership of France, including his counterpart General Thierry Burkhard. Defence Ministry said in a statement that the Chief of Defence Staff will visit the French Space Command. In southern Gaza, two Israeli airstrikes killed 18 people overnight, including 14 children and 3 women. According to the Palestinian health officials, the first strike killed all 3 members of a family, including a 3-year-old child, while the second strike killed another family of 13 children and 2 women. The attacks came hours after the U.S. House of Representatives passed $26.3 billion in aid to Israel, which includes $9 billion in humanitarian assistance for the Gaza Strip. Counting of votes in Maldives for the parliamentary elections is underway, with the ruling PNC leading in early trends. Polling for the parliamentary elections in Maldives was held earlier today. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB by 1 run in a last ball thriller at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing a target of 223 runs, RCB were bowled out for 221 in the stipulated 20 overs. RCB could score only 19 runs when they needed 21 of the final over. The other match between Punjab Kings and Gujarat Titans is underway at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning at peak for second phase of general elections. Political leaders making all-out efforts to woo voters. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Net direct collection surges to over 19 lakh crore rupees during the last fiscal. Heat wave spell likely to continue over East India during the next 5 days, predicts IMD. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders win by 1 run against Royal Challengers Bengaluru. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.